Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. Today we're continuing in our conversation about fasting and spending some time just reflecting. You might remember that tomorrow, Friday, we're still planning on joining others in a second fast this week. As you're reflecting today, I'd invite you to again open up to Isaiah 58, and we'll be a bit in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Yesterday, we engaged in a focused time of reflection and prayer through fasting, centering on the heart of Isaiah 58. Today, we're going to shift our focus and our attention to how we can intentionally integrate fasting into our daily lives, drawing from Jesus' assumption in Matthew 6 that his followers will fast, right? Not a suggestion, but an expected practice for those who desire to walk closely with Jesus. I've personally found regular fasting to be like very challenging and profoundly rewarding, right? It serves as a consistent and tangible reminder of my absolute dependence on God. And I'm sharing this not as a way to say like, hey, I'm crushing it and come do what I do, but just to say that God has met me in fasting in ways that I haven't encountered in other practices. There's something really beautiful and sweet. And so I want to share this as a testimony that God will meet you in the practice of fasting for you. But for me, fasting often looks like fasting from breakfast and lunch on Fridays, right? Which conveniently aligns with my family's Sabbath practice. So then I end up breaking the fast on Sabbath dinner as this powerful reminder that my ultimate satisfaction, it is coming from God alone. And as we enjoy this family meal together, which really is kind of like the nice meal we eat together each week, right? It's this beautiful echo of 1 Timothy 6, where we're reminded that God is ultimately the generous giver of all good gifts in life for us to enjoy, right? And this rhythm has become deeply meaningful for me and my family, helping shape something like a rule of life that we've talked about at some of our campuses, the intentional practices that order our days around Jesus, right? It's not about legalism, but about creating space rhythmically for deeper communion and reminding ourselves of where our true provision lies. If you're considering building a regular practice of fasting into your life, and I'd encourage you to do that, right? You don't have to do it alone. I'd say, you know, find someone else who can do this with you, but start small, right? Be gracious with yourself. Maybe it's gonna look like incorporating a short fast once a month. That might gradually increase its frequency as you feel led and are able. Remember, the goal isn't to earn anything from God, but to intentionally order your life in a way that fosters a deeper abiding in him as the true vine, right? So that might start as a quarterly practice that develops into a monthly practice. Maybe that gets into a weekly practice. I shared this yesterday. Interestingly enough, the earliest Christians had a regular practice by fasting twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. And this throughout church history was a norm up until about 200 years ago, where you'd find Christians regularly committed to the work of fasting as a way of reorienting their desires back on God, finding him to be the source of their ultimate provision. Let me give you an opportunity to reflect, just some questions that you might think through in a time of prayer contemplation later today. First question, what was most challenging for you during yesterday's fast, if you did fast? What'd you learn about yourself through that challenge? What was most rewarding about yesterday's experience with fasting? Is there anything you feel like God is saying to you during that fast? Did you encounter him in a different way? If not, that's okay. That's okay. It takes time. And finally, as you consider incorporating fasting into your regular rule of life or your rhythms of life, what might be a realistic and sustainable starting point for you? Thanks for tuning in to the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.